This is the Night Shift. The Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
Well, the latest anti-aging weapon is not an injection. It is not a wonder cream. And it doesn't involve surgery or nipping and tucking. It means having one or two glasses of red wine every day, but not just any red wine. Well, red wine's good, but the world's first and only resveratrol enhanced wine is for sale here in Australia. And my local GP is Dr. Philip Norrie. He is internationally known as the wine doctor. And he loves a glass. Everything in moderation, he'll tell me. Everything in moderation. But resveratrol enhanced wine. Now, resveratrol is in red wine anyway, but this is a enhanced resveratrol wine, and apparently it's close to a miracle. Dr. Philip Norrie joins me on the phone right now. G'day, Doc.
Hi. G'day.
The wine doctor, eh?
Yep. Well, basically, my main love is preventative medicine, and wine's man's oldest preventative medicine, so I did a PhD on the history of wine as a medicine for the past 5,000 years, and after doing that, I decided to make wine healthier, and the best way to do that is increase the amount of resveratrol in the wine.
All right, we'll talk about resveratrol in just a second, because that's the important part, but you say wine has been a medicinal help for thousands of years, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, basically, it's our oldest medicine, our best preventative medicine, and our most documented medicine. So in the ancient days, the biggest risk was dying from infections, particularly from water. So if you drank the wine and not the water, like Jesus converted the water into wine at the wedding in Canaan, he saved everyone from dysentery and dying from some sort of bowel infection. Today, the most important cause of death is vascular disease, heart attacks and strokes, and wine reduces your death rate by up to 50% because it reduces your vascular disease so significantly, and it reduces dementia by up to 80%.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Tell me about resveratrol, which is in the skin of the grape. It's there anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, resveratrol is an antioxidant in the skin of the grape to protect the grape from fungal infection at vintage time. And it's a potent antioxidant. The antioxidants in wine, resveratrol, quercetin and ipecacetin, block 100% of oxidation, whereas the usual antioxidants, vitamin C and vitamin D, only block at about 20%, maximise at 20%. And when we're ageing, we're rusting, we're oxidising. So that's why we use antioxidants such as vitamin C and vitamin D. But every culture has its antioxidants. The French have garlic. The English use horseradish. The Chinese use ginseng. So we all have some sort of antioxidant medicinal herb.
So the red wine, I'm just thinking about the French, Doc. You know, the French love smoking. They are big smokers. They also have cream and butter with everything, and yet their cardiovascular disease is very, very low.
Yeah, well, that's the French paradox. And
isn't that amazing?
And Professor Serge Reynaud, with his Bordeaux study, talked about the French paradox many decades ago.
Yeah, there you are. Just an observation. But getting back to resveratrol and your wines, it's funny, you know, because so many of Australia's wine companies were actually founded by doctors. I'm talking about Dr. Penfold and Dr. Lindemans and Hardy's.
And Angos. And
Minchinbury.
And Cullen, yes.
There's obviously something in this. Tell me about who makes your wine and what styles of wine do you make?
Okay, Torreson's in McLaren Vale make our wine. And we make basically Cabernet or Shiraz because we were focusing on the Chinese market and all they want is red wine. But as demand grows, we can make resveratrol enhanced Chardonnay or resveratrol enhanced Sauvignon Blanc.
And you order it online?
Yes, you can just go to thewinedoctor.com.au and you can order Shiraz at the moment online.
thewinedoctor.com.au. And if you live, I mentioned AU, thewinedoctor.com.au. And if you live in the Narrabeen, Elanora, Northern Beaches area, you can get it at IGA.
IGA Elanora and IGA Warriewood, yeah.
Okay, The Wine Doctor. So there you go. Wine historian Dr. Philip Norrie, who also happens to be my local GP. Now, Doc, I know that you're big on vaccinations and you haven't got much time for the anti-vaxxers, and I get that. But that woman dying last week of a blood clot, and it's yet to be determined whether it was directly related to her having a vaccination, but it worries me that that's maybe undermined the public's confidence in the vax.
Well, number one, I'd like to see a death certificate. Was it due to a blood clot? And was it due to something else? We know she was a type 1 diabetic. Was she obese? Did she have other comorbidities? Was there a family history of clotting disorders or not? So there's a lot, but everyone's jumping to conclusions and there's no evidence. So I'd like to know the evidence. I'd like to know the history. I'd like to know what a coroner's report says before everyone starts jumping to the conclusions. I mean, the clotting rate is 1 in 250,000. That's not even statistically significant. And the death rate's 1 in a million.
Yeah.
What's the death rate if you contract COVID and you're a type 1 diabetic? A lot higher. If we're going to take this seriously, then they should be banning the pill because the clotting rate in the pill is about 1 in 1,000. We should be banning smoking because smoking causes clots and cardiovascular disease and strokes and things. We should be banning long-haul flights. And if you're worried about young people dying, we should be banning them from driving. If you're going to put things in proper perspective, which people aren't doing, and it's sort of trial by media. So the media has jumped to the conclusion it's a clot. I mean, has anyone proved it's a clot or not something else and just coincidental? I like to deal in facts, not in trial by media. And if you're going to put things in proper perspective, as I said, you should ban the pill, ban smoking, ban long-haul flying and ban the car.
Dr. Philip Norrie is with me. Doc, you and your colleagues, are you a little bit frustrated how this vaccination rollout's happened?
Yes, it's pathetic. Do you want me to tell you my story?
I absolutely want to hear your story.
Okay, so I got my first 100 doses, a pack of 10 vials 3 weeks ago. Prior to that, the day before, I got 100 syringes. So I got 100 syringes, then I got 100 vaccines, and I didn't get any needles. So I'm supposed to inject it with phantom needles.
Biro.
With Biro, yeah. Then a week or so ago, I got my next delivery. I'm supposed to get 100 every fortnight. So I got my next delivery, and then 4 days later, I got my needles. And I'm still waiting for the syringes.
Oh, my God. So what are you doing using your own?
Using my own, yeah. And they're running out quickly. And my supplier has got my order for needles and syringes on back order because they're running out as well. And the other thing is, it would be simple. You get a big box delivered with a small container of needles or a small container of syringes. Why can't they combine the needles and syringes in the one box? that would be too logical. And then the next thing is, at the end of the week, you've got to log in to the vaccination site to tell them how many ampules you've got left and log in and order your next bunch. Now, everybody's obviously doing it Friday at the end of the week because that's when you're supposed to do it. And last Friday, I couldn't get in. I keep being rejected. So on Saturday, when I was at the surgery on Saturday, I logged in and got in easily and made my order. But because I missed the Friday cutoff, my next lot of vaccines is coming the 7th of May, which is in 3 or 4 weeks, a couple of weeks' time. I'm missing out on a fortnight's worth of vaccines.
It's ridiculous.
So I've now got to cancel everybody we've got booked in because I'm missing out on 100 vaccines because the stupid computer obviously can't handle the demand. So you would think that the health department's IT people would think of this and prepare for it and have enough capacity in the computer. But I'm just a stupid, naive doctor. I would have thought that would be applicable.
Yeah, anyone would think that this has been organised by bureaucrats and public servants, Doc.
That know what they're doing.
Doc, thank you for that. Let us know how you progress with the vaccines. But getting back to the red wine anti-aging magic, it's resveratrol enhanced wine. This is the wine doctor, Dr. Philip Norrie, and it's thewinedoctor.com.au, or if you live in the Northern Beaches, the IGA at Eleanor or Warriewood. Doc, good to talk to you. Cheers.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
Catch up soon, buddy, okay?
And I'll give you your vaccine.
When? The 7th of May?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my birthday's the 10th, okay?
Well, hopefully Mr. Hunt will remember me and drop some off.
All right, then. All right. Good on you, Doc. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, bye.
Dr. Philip Norrie, the wine doctor, here on The Night Shift on Triple M.